Good morning, and welcome to the broadcast of the First Christian Church of Pittsfield. The First Christian Church of Pittsfield is committed to reach, teach, and empower people with the life-changing message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. The First Christian Church is located at 225 North Memorial Street in Pittsfield. Our phone number is area code 217-285-4129. Our service times are Sunday morning at 8 a.m. and at 10:30 a.m. in the sanctuary. Every Sunday morning, there is Sunday School Hour for all ages at 9:15. For more information or service times, you can visit our website at www.fccpittsfield.org or just simply contact the church office. Thank you for joining us this morning, and may God bless you.
Just to kind of clarify, I love Thanksgiving. How many of you, Thanksgiving is your favorite holiday? Not because of the food, but just because, you know, your time. I like Thanksgiving. It drives me crazy that here we have Thanksgiving, and then they decided to make Black Friday right after it. And so you have this day of saying, oh, we're so thankful for all that we've gotten. And then the next day we're like, we need another 70-inch TV. Let's run and knock everyone else down the aisle to get a bunch more stuff that we don't need. Yeah, it drives me crazy. It's like, why did we ruin? Why couldn't we just take a sabbatical, take a time off, and everybody just chill out? But anyway, it's kind of grieved my heart, but I know a lot of people do it and they get good bargains and they get their Christmas shopping done, but I'd rather have Thanksgiving be a lot longer personally and just kind of this chill. And so as I was thinking, in our series, we've been studying about our adversary and what the scripture says about our adversary. And, today we're going to examine one of the greatest tools that we have been given to help overcome our adversary, as well as this tool helps us to grow spiritually and to be content, which is important. And here's what I'm just going to cut right to the chase. It's having a thankful heart, or what some people say, an attitude of gratitude. I didn't make that up, but it's been saying that for a long time. Everybody say attitude of gratitude. All right, that's what we want to develop. And when we would develop an attitude of gratitude, some things will happen inside our lives and inside our hearts, and it will translate to our spiritual walk. And so this is perfect timing for Thanksgiving this week. That worked out great. So if you have a Bible, let's look at Psalm 92, and we're going to unpack this psalm a little bit. Psalm 92, we're going to visit a couple other places of Scripture, and then we're going to come back to Psalm 92 and land there. So Psalm 92, if you have a Bible, like a King James Bible or sometimes an NIV Bible, on the front, sometimes they'll have a heading. And over Psalm 92, it says what? Anybody who has that? A psalm for the Sabbath. So you remember what the Sabbath was? The Sabbath was the day that we were to rest, not from the Lord, but rest in the Lord. If you remember what happened with the manna, this wonderful provision of manna, God provided for them that, you know, they would go out each day, gather enough for that day. And they do that for 6 days. And on the sixth day, they would go out and get a double portion. And God would bless it. God was giving and giving and giving. And so on that seventh day, they were able to rest in, everybody say in, the provision that God had miraculously done for them. Gang, there's a lot of things that God has done for us that we do not realize. There are blessings that God has given you that we don't realize because we never take time to rest. We never take time. We're so busy doing for ourselves, and we don't realize why stuff is rotting literally in our hands. If you remember with manna, if they didn't follow the rules of the Lord, it would turn into maggoty bread, which sounds gross when we're talking about Thanksgiving here. So just put that out of your mind. So let's unpack this. So Psalm 92, a psalm for the Sabbath. It says, let's all read the first two verses together. Ready? 1, 2, 3. It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your steadfast love in the morning and your faithfulness by night. This is a wonderful, wonderful Sabbath. I like that third word. It is good. It is good to praise the Lord. It is good to give thanks. Now, when we're talking about praising God, this is the type of praise they're talking about. It's one thing to say, oh, yeah, I'm thankful to God. Has God blessed you? Yeah, God has blessed you. Or it's another thing to give thanks, to sing praises to your name most high. So we had a school day, or a snow day on Thursday. My youngest daughter, you have to pry her out of her room. You know, it's kind of like in the morning. She's not a morning person. She's usually like, hey, do you want to go to school? You know, kind of just not a real morning person. And yet, at 5:30 in the morning on Thursday, she's bebopping. Thank God I'm a country girl. I don't have any school. Yay! And she's all excited, and she's literally hopping around. I remember when I was a kid growing up in Jacksonville, when they would close, a lot of times they would say, there's school for the town kids, but those who live outside, the buses don't run, so you guys get off. And I literally would do the same thing. I would hop around saying, thank God I'm a country boy. And I was so happy that I would literally sing, even though I didn't know that song very well. Sing, you get so excited that you're bubbling up and you're praised. Would you say that there's anything about God that makes you bubble up and sing praises? Good heavens, we go to a football game, we score a touchdown, and next thing we're singing our song, you know, Hail to the Chief, whatever your fight song is. I don't know what their fight song is. I've been here 13 years. I'm thinking my college fight song. My high school one was, I don't know, we never scored a touchdown. So I don't remember. We never did it. We always knew the other teams much better than ours. What's the Pittsfield fight song? I can never understand. Okay, when they score, they're excited about it, right? Everyone gets excited. Now it's cool. After the games, you know, we get a victory and everybody, the kids flood down to the thing and they look up and they're like, wow, 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 and they're doing the thing and they're clapping and everything. We're excited, aren't we? Gang, my hope is that I want you to know it is good to give thanks to the Lord. It is good to sing praises to His name, the name of the Most High. And I like this. He says, to declare your steadfast love in the morning and your faithfulness at night. This type of praise leads us to emotion. So it is good. Now, there's another translation. You go down here a little bit later in verse 6. I like verse 6 here. So in verse 5 it says, how great are your works, O Lord? Your thoughts are very deep. In verse 6, this is something. The stupid man cannot know. The fool cannot understand this. The King James Version, the New King James Version, is actually a little bit less of aggressive on that. The New King James Version says the senseless man cannot know this. In other words, the person who's not using their senses to perceive God doesn't know Him. I like this one. It says, the stupid man. So if you refuse to give praise to the Lord, if you refuse to sing praises to His name, I have a newsflash for you. You are stupid and foolish. Wow. End of message. It's kind of rough. It's kind of rough. I mean, it really is something. You know, with your senses, you can discern God. You can encourage someone. Now, I've been in some rough places, and I'm sure you have as well. You've hit that patch of life where, man, it's just hard. You know, you have that one where your troubles come, and then another trouble comes, and then another. It's hard, isn't it? Now, I talk to people, and I recognize this because I've been there before when someone comes and says, well, just tell me one good thing, and you're like, there's nothing. There's nothing good. Absolutely nothing is good. While we sit here in the United States of America in the most blessed nation that has ever been, you know, we are prosperous. We have lots of, yeah, I get it. There are troubles, and there are legitimate troubles. Really, there are legitimate troubles. Tragedies happen. Sicknesses come. And those are hard things. And they get inside and they hijack our emotions. And they literally take us captive. But in the midst of that, gang, in that time, when we are handcuffed, when we are hijacked, when we are bound, I want to tell you something today. It is good. Everybody say good. To praise the Lord. He says, he goes on here, to declare your steadfast love in your morning and your faithfulness by night to the music of the lute and the harp, for the melody of the lyre. For you, O Lord, have made me glad by your work. At the works of your hands, I will sing for joy. How great are your works, O Lord. Your thoughts are very deep. It is a important thing for us to understand that it is good for us to praise God. And that happens even in the difficult times. One of my favorite cartoons of Thanksgiving. My favorite cartoons of all time. If you click that. Remember the Charles Schulz, the Charlie Brown Thanksgiving. Charlie Brown goes out to Snoopy. And he says, if you can't read it here, hey, how are you, Snoopy? Happy Thanksgiving. And he gives him his usual dog food. And Snoopy takes a look. And what Snoopy says is, this isn't fair. The rest of the world today is eating turkey with all the trimmings. And all I get is dog food? Why? Because I'm a dog? All I get is dog food? And he stood there. And he stares at his dog food. He waits a moment and he says, well, I guess it could be worse. I guess I could be a turkey. I want to tell you real briefly three benefits of developing an attitude of gratitude. Benefit number one, an attitude of gratitude enables us to be content. We get in trouble when we are discontent. When we get discontented, and I mean that goes all the way back to the Garden of Eden. God provided for them trees on like a ton of different trees. He said, you can eat from any tree in the garden except one. And so instead of being thankful for all that they have been given, they focus, Satan caused them to focus on the one they couldn't have. If you're like me, you can have 50 people that come up and say, hey, you know, give you something positive and say something nice. And then one person who says one comment that's cutting, and you spend the whole rest of your day thinking of that one little prickly pear. Yep. Yep. Happens like that. You could, sports people, you can have a great game. You can do everything right and then have one little mess up. And all you do is focus on that one little mess up. Why? You don't have an attitude. You literally have a critical spirit. And most people in our society have a critical spirit. And so we can't enjoy the good things that God has given us. I'm not saying ignore the difficult things. And I'm not saying don't grow from them. I'm saying why disable our walk with the Lord, and why not be able to enjoy all of the blessings that God has given us. And I'm going to tell you, I'm a chief sinner of this one. I got some room to grow and some room to work on this. But I'm seeing that God wants me to develop this. I need to develop an attitude of gratitude. I need to take my eyes off of the troubles and put my eye really on where God wants it, on all that God has blessed me. So my questions to help us develop this are, where is my focus? Church family, do we focus on the negative? Do we focus on the problem or what God has done or will do? I get it, man. There have been, I'm getting better and I'm growing in my walk with Christ because I have seen changes that now when situations come, I'm thinking, you know, 20 years ago, boy, this would have really, really knocked me for a loop. And now I'm like, you know what? God provided. God took care of me. Even when this was rough, I know that He's going to take care of me again. I'm glad to see that type of growth, and I want to encourage all of us in that way. Has God done something for you in your past? Well, then that should be the foundation for confidence and faith that God can and that God will see you through. Amen? Amen. Develop an attitude of gratitude. When we focus on the negative, when we refuse to focus and be on what God has given us, we don't enjoy what we have been blessed with when we're focused on what we do not have. Boy, I see this undercut marriages all the time. I see this undercut marriages and families and friend relationships and our jobs. It gets us. When we don't focus and we don't put our focus on what God has blessed us with, we focus on what we don't have very quickly. We become discontent. And then that's a poison. There was a Scottish minister, Alexander Whitey, who was known for uplifting prayers in the pulpit. And he always found some way to bless God and to be thankful. And one Sunday morning, it was kind of like this. The weather was gloomy, and a church member thought to himself, certainly the preacher won't think of anything of which to give thanks to the Lord on an ugly, nasty day like today. Much to his surprise, the minister began his prayer, and he prayed, "We thank Thee, O God, that it's not like this every day." And for some of us, That might be our prayer. That might be our prayer. The reason that many of us are discontent is because we're focused on what we don't have or on what others do have. I don't believe, my church family, I do not believe that you can be content without having an attitude of gratitude. Paul learned something about this. Paul, who went through an awful lot of stuff. You know, he was shipwrecked. He was constantly persecuted. He had bonds and afflictions everywhere he went. And yet, he shares this wonderful verse. And I know that this is one of our favorite verses. So many people quote, you know, they quote Philippians 4:13. Those of you who know what it is, ready? I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Athletes love to use this verse. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Newsflash, the context of this verse is not about sinking a free throw or scoring a touchdown or pinning your opponent in a wrestling match. That's not what the context of this verse is about. Do you know what this context of this verse is about? Being content. Newsflash. You want to learn? I just can never be content because I have so much trouble in my... I get it. Troubles come. I mean, think about this. Let's think about thanks, the whole basis for Thanksgiving. The pilgrims came. They missed their mark. They navigated far too north. They landed. In that first winter, they weren't prepared for the winter. They built more graves than houses on a ratio of 2-1. They were struggling. And so what did they do? They said, we need to have a time of thanksgiving to God. Brothers and sisters, I think we do as well. Paul says this, rejoice in the Lord when everything is going well. And again, I say, rejoice in the Lord only when everything is going well. Okay, rejoice in the Lord when you get good news. What does Paul say? And I apologize for this raspy voice. I know this is annoying to hear. It's annoying for me to hear it. So he says, rejoice in the Lord when? Now look, I can be like Paul's writing this, and it's almost like Paul is having a conversation with you. Rejoice in the Lord always. You're like, you don't understand what I'm going through, Paul. I'm going to say it again. Rejoice. Rejoice. Paul, you don't know. I'm going to say it again. Rejoice. Rejoice. No, Paul, you don't understand. You don't understand. I've got real trouble. I've got real crisis. I have real tragedy. I'm in the midst of sorrow. And here's what Paul says. I say it again. Boy, I wish I was in. I say it again. Rejoice. Gang, let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. You know why we can rejoice, my church family? Because the Lord is at hand. 23rd Psalm tells us that even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we are not alone, for thou art with us. You are with me. That when, you know, when God's with you, when you go through hard times, you are not alone. And because of that fact, you can rejoice. When you come up short, you can rejoice. When you do have the victory, you can rejoice. And in all things, you're going to find some powerful things. Drop down to verse 11. Not am I only speaking being in need, but I've learned in whatever situation I am to be what? Content. I know how to be brought low, and I know how to abound. And in every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. And here's our verse. Here's your context for our famous verse. I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. This is a verse that says I can have an attitude of gratitude when life stinks. That I can rejoice in God. And I'm going to tell you, there have been times that my times of worship have been alongside of tears of sadness or tears of frustration. And sometimes my praise has been through grit teeth. I've praised God and literally gone home and looked and had bite marks from my teeth biting my tongue, and at the end, recognizing that God is greater than my emotions, and His faithfulness transcends everything that I will come in contact with. And something happens when I give Him my burdens, He takes it from me, and I recognize it's gonna be okay. It's gonna be okay. My biggest health scare, I remember just thinking, oh, I'm buying the farm. This is it. This is it. I remember driving. I think I've shared this before. I remember driving to the hospital and saying my goodbyes to my wife and giving her my list. I got better. But I remember in the midst of that time, all of a sudden I had this moment of clarity and peace because I know what's coming ahead. I know what the reward awaits me when I, not because of how good I am, but because of how perfect Jesus is. And I recognize that He is my righteousness. I can do all things through Him who gives me strength. This week, or last week, I had a really stressful week. And I had to make some very difficult decisions. And I was stewing about it. You ever done that? And I made the decision. And then I went home and I did not sleep one wink. And that drives you crazy, doesn't it? I saw 12 o'clock, one, and we have a grandfather clock, and I heard every single chime, and it made me madder. And I sat there and I was just, my mind is racing, and I'm just like, oh, this is just taking my lunch. I think it was the right decision. Oh, what's it gonna happen? It was just torturing me. So I rolled into the office Tuesday, And just still just really tired because not sleeping. All of a sudden I had a knock on my office door. Hey, Pastor, I know this is kind of weird. Can I just pray for you? I was like, sure. This lady walked up next to me. She put her hand on my shoulder. And this was her prayer. Lord, thank you for our pastor. Let him know the decisions that he made were the right decision. Did somebody have my room bugged? The Holy Spirit moved on this person to be obedient, to come, to say the exact prayer that I needed to just let it go. Praise God. I tell you what, gang, God is greater. We can rejoice in Him in all things. Second, an attitude of gratitude keeps life in perspective. 2 Timothy 3:1-4 says, understand this, in the last days, there will be times of difficulty, for people will be lovers of self. Does it sound like today? Everybody loves himself? Yeah. Lovers of self. Lovers of money. Does that sound like today? We sacrifice everything on the altar of what we get. Proud. That's not today now, is it? Yeah. Arrogant. People spend more time, professional athletes spend more time choreographing their touchdown dance than they do learning the plays. Yeah. Okay. Abusive. Do not look at her eye. No. Abusive. No. Abusive. Well, it's all over the place. Disobedient to their parents. Do we live in a season of disobedience to our parents, or of rejection of authority? Yeah. And have this next one. Ungrateful. Look at where ungrateful. And that's not having gratitude. Look at the list that it's on. Lovers of self, lovers of money, proud, arrogant, abusive, disobedient, unholy, heartless, unappeasing, unappeasable, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not loving good, treacherous, reckless, swollen with conceit. Guys, I want you to know this. If you have an attitude of gratitude, it'll keep life in perspective and stop you from getting swept away with the world. And this is an entire, being ungrateful is a mark of the end times. Have you ever heard that we are in the time of the age of entitlement? You know? Everybody deserves something. It's not about your achievement. We just got a reward. Everybody's entitled to something. That is a sign of the end times. And most of the times when that happens, people really aren't grateful for it. My final point today is this. An attitude of gratitude keeps us connected with the source of all strength. I want to ask you, where would you be without Christ? Where would you be without Christ? All too often we go through life forgetting that we are redeemed, that we are righteous in God's sight by the blood of Jesus. And yeah, we can be thankful for family, we can be thankful for the provisions that we have, all the material blessings. But I want to remind you this Thanksgiving, Be thankful for more than just your material blessings. Be thankful for your relationships. Be thankful for your struggles. For some of us, our struggles are what keep us on the right path. You can give thanks in your struggles. You can give thanks in your torment. You really can. It's legitimate. Be thankful for those hard times that you're facing and those hard times that God has brought you through. Because this truth, nothing can separate us from His love. We begin our discussion in Psalm 92. It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your steadfast love in the morning and your faithfulness at night. And the final thought along with this, I was listening to a Messianic Jewish preacher this past week, and he was breaking down the first several Psalms. Psalm 1 and 2 are actually one Psalm, but if you look at Psalm 3, it starts about, in the morning I will rise up and praise. And then Psalm 4 talks about, at night I will lay down. And then Psalm 5 is in the morning. And Psalm 6 is at night. And Psalm 7, and it goes like that for the first several Psalms. And we see it here. Bookend your day with thankfulness and praise to God. Before your feet hit the ground, acknowledge God's, God, I thank God that I'm going to, I thank you that I'm going to come across some stuff, but you're with me. And at night, think back. If we would develop an attitude of gratitude, it will keep us in the right pocket. Let some things go that need to be let go. And realize that God is with us. Amen. I just pray that you would have a blessed, and I mean a blessed. I don't want you to have a happy Thanksgiving. I want you to have a blessed Thanksgiving. Recognize all the provision that God has for you. Let's stand to our feet and join me.
The First Christian Church of Pittsfield is committed to reach, teach, and empower people with the life-changing message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. The First Christian Church is located at 225 North Memorial Street in Pittsfield. Our phone number is area code 217-285-4129. Our service times are Sunday morning at 8 a.m. and at 10:30 a.m. in the sanctuary. Every Sunday morning there is Sunday school offered for all ages at 9:15. For more information or service times, you can visit our website at www.fccpittsfield.org or just simply contact the church office. Thank you for joining us this morning, and may God bless you.